You're listening to Kink IRL. Our community needs more colors than gray to represent it. We are not the kinksters you've seen in books and movies. We are the faces you see every day. We just don't lead with the kinky parts of our stories. Between scenes, we work day jobs, walk our dogs, pick up our kids, and sweat the details for our next dungeon night. This show is voicemails, brain dumps from our world, about whatever devious thoughts come to mind. If you're here, you're already one of us. The line stays open. Up next, Apollo Pony, a cart pony based in Florida. Here's their story.
So one thing I really like, especially as a pony, is getting really, really dirty. Whether that's, you know, mud or slime or food. You know, a lot of people like to call it wet and messy or, you know, gunge play if we're talking about slime. Really anything that I can roll in that my owner has to then wash me and brush me and pet me and make me feel better after, you know. So it's like a twofer, you know. I get to have my fun and then get, you know, cleaned up and taken care of after because, you know, he's awesome. I have a lot of different experiences with those things. So whether it's, you know, from, you know, a friend of mine has like mud baths basically that are, you know, different types of mud, like one of the spa muds that people use as bentonite clay. And then my buddy also did like red art clay. So I've been in, you know, deep mud pits of those two. And, you know, I really love bentonite. It's like a pudding texture when it's, you know, mixed right, because you can change the thickness based on how much water you have. I really like that, like, pudding texture. You can kind of put yourself in whatever position in the mud and just stay there. It's really relaxing and really nice on a hot day. Also, it's really interesting to go like underneath and just listen, you know, to basically nothing with, you know, and see nothing, but have a snorkel so you can breathe. You know, it's really brings me back to like a sensory deprivation tank type experience. But obviously it feels a little bit different, but you definitely get that feeling of, you know, you don't know where your body stops and the mud begins sometimes. So I think that's super cool. Those kind of sensations and experiences are really relaxing for me. You know, it's not even like all sexual stuff. So, I really like slime as well. So, you know, growing up as a Nickelodeon kid and you get to watch a ton of people be slimed, but, you know, that slime back then, you know, it evolved a bunch. I think they started with like a cornstarch mixture or something. But, you know, nowadays most people who want to make slime like to use Natrosol or HEC, as it's known. And, you know, I have some really amazing scenes that I've been part of, you know, around slime that I'll tell you about in a second. But I do want to say that, you know, in the fantasy world, you know, like if you want something, you just, you know, you're there and it happens. In the real world, if you want a really involved scene, you want to do something big, you know, especially with wet and messy play, you know, it takes a lot of effort to make sure you can get everything set up and, you know, you can have the experience and get everything torn down and cleaned up, you know, you know, depending on what you're playing with, bugs could be an issue. Disposal could be an issue, you know, just general safety if you make the floor is really slippery as slime. It's not that hard to get into or manage. It just takes a little bit of the foresight and planning. And the group of friends that I had the scene I'm going to talk about with, you know, we planned for, I guess it was like over 2 years, and I know the person who bought the dunk tank was planning for a lot longer. A skunk friend of mine who's absolutely amazing, you know, that I like to go out and spend time with him. and get my sea together and relax and hang out. It's a good retreat from my daily life. He really, really wanted a dunk tank. So he set about commissioning a custom dunk tank. Like it has art of his character. We ended up, getting this dunk tank at this property, I don't know, over 2 years ago at this point. And we set it up, and the first year that we went out there, that was the whole thing, was set it up, figure out how it worked, and dunk each other in water. That was super fun too. I can't really say anything bad about that, because we also used a little bit of mud to like we would be going in some mud and then going in the water after, like the dunk tank would wash us off a little bit. And also, it's just really fun to dunk your friends, like just even without the wet and messy stuff. Like a dunk tank is always fun. That's the reason people pay for them at carnivals and stuff. But anyway, so that was that year. And a year later, the plot thickened, literally. And we decided to fill the 500-gallon dunk tank with HEC, or natural salt slime. So we filled it with really thick, goopy green slime, and same thing as before. We decided we would dunk each other in it all day, and that was a ton of fun. There was a time the next morning where I was out, just floating in the slime, and I was totally one with it. It was actually still a little bit warm. It was about body temperature. It's one of those things, like I said, it's very much like a sensory depth tank where, you can't tell where your body stops and the tank starts. I love those experiences. Any kind of sensory deprivation for me is really relaxing. So, after that really relaxing experience, we had to clean up the dunk tank, and that involved a couple different plans. Some of them failed, to remove 500 gallons of slime from the tank. The kind of standard ways to empty your dunk tank no longer worked, and even with some of the pumps and stuff that we had, we weren't able to pump it out. We ended up getting a trash pump, that is a gas-powered trash pump. It pumps like 200 gallons a minute. And we accidentally created the coolest thing ever, and it was the hardest thing ever not to jump in it, because we had a slime fire hose. We had already cleaned up, and if you ever do any kind of this play, you realize how long it takes to clean up. We have people who we need to get back. We had a schedule. We need to get back for flights and all that kinds of stuff. Anyway, we created this slime fire hose and got to watch, 500 gallons of the most amazing goopy green slime get sprayed like it's a cartoon, and we couldn't jump in it. Next time we do that, we will probably be jumping in it and, making sure that we have time. But, like, we didn't even know the fire hose thing was going to be something we were after. I'm super excited for that part whenever we do that again. So anyway, I love that stuff. And there's a bunch of good resources and stuff. Maybe I'll talk about them on another call. So have a good one, guys.
Thanks for listening to Kink IRL. Music is Cosmic Girl. If you've got a story of your own, a scene that stuck with you, a confession, or just something on your mind, join us. Call 848-321-KINK. That's 848-321-5465. Up to 10 minutes. Want to stay private? Choose the voice changer option, and we distort your voice before anyone hears it. End of transmission.